5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So yesterday I learned about a streamer named Deshae Frost. And he has to be just about the horniest person of all time. Well, maybe it's a tie between him and the 50-year-old virgin Skippy. Before Deshae, he would quickly realize that running around in public, streaming yourself acting like a dog in heat, would actually have real-life consequences, after he was banned for taking things too far. Now, as you guys can see by the caption, Deshae Frost gets pressed for trying to shoot his shot at someone's sister, and to me, the caption is not very accurate because he didn't just go up and say, "Hey, you're so beautiful, can I get your phone number? Can I get your Instagram?" Something normal like that. This guy had a whole different cold call approach to this interaction.
I'm not gonna lie, but you look good as f- on some rest. Like, I'll f- you right now.
And I'm sure there's some brain rot kids out there that would just say, "Oh, he's just rizzing her up, bro. He's got that sexual harassment rizz."
But can I get your number and shit? We can get some food? No? Like, get some food and shit? Like, vibe out and shit?
Wow, can you guys believe she doesn't want to get some food and vibe out and shit? I mean, the guy doesn't even know her name, nor if she's even like 18 years old. She looks pretty young, but he's out here right off the bat saying that he wants to f***.
No, you're not f***ing. Like, but bitch, you look good as f***. I'll f*** you right now, though.
He's like, "I know the line didn't work the first time, but bitch, you look good as f***. Let me f*** you right now. Is it working? Hello?"
Alright, then.
And this is where the brother comes to apparently press him.
Hey. I can't, bro. I'm doing
we can just show her the picture, girl. How much you just said? She ain't even answered.
Who?
One at the right here.
For her number?
Nah. You said more than that. You look so good, I'll f*** you right now.
But bro, we're streaming, bro. I'm saying, bro. Like, care, I'm saying.
Oh, wait.
I find it hilarious that he's so bold to go up to her and just say something like that.
Like, bro, bitch, you look good as f***. I'll f*** you right now, though.
But then when this guy actually gets confronted, he tries to act like it's something different. Like, "Oh, I was just asking for her phone number, bro."
For her number?
And then when he knows that this guy isn't buying the bullshit, he's like, "Oh, well, the next excuse is, oh, I'm just streaming." As if that makes anything better. To me, it actually makes things like 10 times worse. Because then it's like, "Oh, you're just trying to embarrass her on some like weird shit, trying to get a clip for your stream."
You can't be pranking with people like that. That's disrespectful.
But I'm saying if she
would have
said
that,
then at school, she would have said that, I would have respected her.
Mom.
I feel that.
Oh, that's your brother?
That
would be your sister.
No, I feel that. I feel that. I respect that.
You feel me?
Do you want us to apologize to you?
I gotta make
you
feel better.
It's not even apologizing. It's the simple fact that.
And you guys will see this girl here on the left. She's his like little accomplice, I guess. Basically like a Dollar Tree looking Angel Reese. She is going to get increasingly more annoying as this clip goes on.
But I got a sister too, bro. Listen, I feel you, but I'm saying
that's,
like...
That's sexual harassment. Some people take that as like real serious. Yo ass would be in trouble.
No, I feel that, I feel that. Well, I apologize, bro. I'm not trying to be...
No,
I'm not touching you. I'm saying...
Relax.
I'm saying though, bro, on some real shit, like... I feel like you over here trying to like...
We heard you the first time you said it though. You feel me. And he apologized.
No.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And I guess I really can't blame her for stepping in, because apparently she was going to be his muscle in this situation. If you need further proof, I'll show you guys Exhibit A. Why did he fall like a Grand Theft Auto character? Exhibit B.
Hey man! Oh bro, stop!
I mean, they're doing WWE moves on this motherfucker.
The streaming shit, yeah, that's cool, bro, but some people don't take that. Take
nah,
that
it's
shit.
Cool.
Like, that's one of the things I really don't like about public streaming is when these people try and involve, like, random innocent bystanders. Because honestly, a single clip can fuck up your entire life really fast. And above everything else, it's like they didn't sign up for that shit.
So now you coming up with your mean as you should have. You coming up here saying it's disrespectful. We heard you the first time. So do you want to apologize or not so we can keep it moving? Let's get it logical. Exactly. You're still standing here, baby.
But hold on, bro. Just know what it's you and me, bro.
Yeah, she's about annoying as hell.
But I'm saying you just, I don't know who you is. You random, like, coming up to, you know what I'm saying? So it's good.
Like, right there, we said it.
I like how he says, I don't know who you are. You're random coming up to me. When no one knew who he is and he's randomly approaching his sister saying that he wants to f*** her.
Okay, I respect you. I'm saying, like, I got sisters too.
I walked away before I even heard
what okay, but listen.
And he keeps saying, oh, I have sisters too. But you guys will see later in this video, this guy doesn't respect his sister. He definitely doesn't respect his mom. Honestly, he'd be sexualizing his whole family. I'm about to show you guys.
And I respect you on some shit. Like, it's good. But I'm saying, like, don't bring her into it. Like, this is my people. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. Okay. It's between you and me. It's good.
And how is he going to tell him, oh, don't involve my friend, when she keeps sticking her head between this A to B conversation? And this actually isn't the first time this guy has been confronted. Apparently back in December, he tried to sucker punch his hater, and this is how that went.
You ready? You ready on some shit? You ready?
Hey, he's
getting away. Stop playing with me, nigga! Stop playing with me! Stop playing with me!
Alright!
I don't give a fuck!
A grown man getting uppies will never not be hilarious. I'm sorry. Y'all remember that picture of Jack Doherty? And so like I told you guys, this would result in him getting banned from Twitch. And I guess people have been waiting a long time for this day. I mean, you have my guy out here smoking on the Deshay pack. And here's where we get into this guy's continued pattern of very weird behavior, especially regarding his own mother. Streamer Deshay Frost really fake fell on the floor so that his face could feel his mom's own peach. And also a little side note, let me just say the amount of gambling ads I'm gonna have to blur out of this video is just beyond annoying. And part of me just hates to know that that's how all these grimy streamers line in their pockets and funding these antics. He's not even vacuuming. The shit ain't even on. Look, she's positioning her ass. It's weird. Like, who the hell was actually out here watching this shit? Here's just another example of him sexualizing his own mother for clout and views.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There's another video, right? I caught Kai Snat looking at my mama booty. Now, this video is just a boring one-hour vlog. But in the vlog, there was a part where Kai Snat talked about his mom's butt.
Your mom got a BBL, right?
Yeah, she got a BBL. Just something nice.
Bro, chill, bro. Mom, you over here talking about your asses, bro.
And that's why I'm not surprised that he'd be out here disrespecting other people's family members, because he don't even have respect for his own family, and they don't really have respect for themselves.
Out of this 1 hour, the clickbait that this man decides to use is the part where Kai Snat talks about his mom's ass.
I would use that title too.
Yeah, just throw this whole genre away. And every single clip you will see of this guy has to do with something sexual. Deshae Frost got caught effing a girl by his mom while he was on stream. Yeah, I'm sure this is so real.
Oh, yeah, I've been in the crib the whole day.
Why are you effing strange?
What you mean?
Mom, chill out, chill out, chill out. You can't go in there.
Who hair is this on you? My hair not brown.
Mom.
Who are you? And where's your shoes and stuff at? Come on out.
Why does this guy have Roger the Alien from American Dad in his fucking closet? Here's another weird clip. Deshae Frost asked his mom to show him her new BBL, then asked Dub if he'd crush.
Let me see your body.
Before I show everybody else?
Just show me.
Oh my gosh.
That's how any normal-minded person is shaking their head watching this shit.
You didn't say nice body or anything.
Why would he? He's your son.
So you just threw that stomach to that ass and you thought that was okay.
And here's where he asked this older gentleman if he would smash his mother.
Good, bro. Oh, okay. Let me ask you a question, bro.
Yeah. Go ahead, show him. Go ahead. My mama thick now, bro.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You want to show it off? Nah, you paid $20,000. Go ahead, then.
Yeah, this whole thing is just really fucking weird. Like, even watching it as a third party makes me a little uncomfortable.
So you telling me you hit my mama?
Huh?
You smell my mama?
No.
What? Exactly, bro. Look, why are you over here, bro?
I mean, just knowing that that's his real, like, blood mom is crazy. And I just want to show you guys how every single clip you see of this guy has to do with something sexual. Kai Cenat and Deshae Frost wanted to get freaky with the same girl. Like, what the fuck is even this screenshot? And don't forget the gambling ad on every single post. Deshae Frost grabbed her by the waist after she bent it over for him. Deshae Frost in Hawaii hustling for swingers and plus one opportunities. Deshae Frost shocks his viewers when a girl started choking his chicken under a table live on stream. Deshae Frost had his mom twerking whilst he dry-humped the air for a challenge. And the craziest part is, guys, you know—
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's mostly underage people watching these streams. It's either that or if you're an adult watching this, like after work in your free time, I really have to think that you must have the IQ of a fucking feral chihuahua. Like this gentleman I found right here who has digested hours and hours of this content, okay? This shit is longer than the fucking Godfather. Like, dude, whoever you are, I really wish that we could do a study on your fucking brain. His mentor, Kai Cenat, would even step in to give him some advice.
I'm gonna be 100% real. You think that, regardless of the fact that what just happened in the clip and shit like that, but you think that girl content always gotta be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
It's his only thing. When you look up his name, it's the only thing about him that goes viral. It is really not that different at all than, like, Jack Doherty shelling out OF girls on his stream. It's the exact same shit, as a matter of fact. Only this guy does it with his actual family, which I think makes it much worse.
Bro, like, from that clip alone, whether it was a prank or not, if I'm being honest, from my—
It's not a fucking prank, guys. It's sexual harassment. It's not a prank. You can't just record something and say, oh, it's a public experiment, guys. I'm exonerated from jail. I'm exonerated from consequences. But it's like, that's the way these streamers think, okay? Everything in their mind is just about clout. And like, oh, what's the next viral clip I'm gonna get?
Outside perspective and somebody to be able to tell you what's real, That shit is crazy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, Kai, why do we want to hear this when you have platformed this buffoonery time and time again? I've seen several clips of them together on Kai's stream, and they're on the very same shit.
Here's my theory on it, right? Mm. Nigga, people already put you in a narrative of thinking that you be doing, like, shit with bitches and be getting sexual and shit.
It's not a narrative. It's every clip. I don't get why, like, people are just allergic to being accountable for what they're actually doing.
So when they see you with a girl, they gonna put you in that narrative. And it's up to you if you want to be putting... If you want to keep doing the girl content shit and shit like that, if that's what you want the shade to be known...
No one's putting him in a narrative. He went up and asked some random girl that he didn't even know if she was of age if she wanted to f*** him right then and there. It's not a narrative. He's doing the content.
Yeah.
If that's what you want to be known for, nigga, that's what you're gonna be known for. But, bro, that the shit with bitches and the girl content and shit don't gotta be dumb, bro. All yeah. that shit is not necessary. That shit not necessary, bro. Like, if I'm being honest, it make you look like a fucking weirdo. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I just, yeah.
Total weirdo. And I get what Kai's saying. I get what he means. Like, he's trying to be a mentor to him. He's trying to basically say, hey, you know, you don't got to do all that shit. And you can still be lit. You can still have a bunch of fans. You can still make entertaining content. You don't need to essentially rely on, like, sexual or shock value just to get clips, just to get, you know, new people coming to your stream. So I get all that. But it's like, dude, you perpetuated this and you encouraged this behavior when you were with this guy. So it's like, yes, I get the message, but it's also kind of
the number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Wrong messenger.
Yeah, she got to be just something nice. Bro, chill, bro. Mom, you over here talking about your ass and shit, bro.
I don't know. I just think especially, like, this guy getting his family involved in this, whether they're willing participants or not, has to be one of the most disgusting things I've ever seen. I mean, it's up there with, like, the family channels that were abusing their kids and shit. Turn on the fucking cameras. Put a fucking smile on your face. It's up there with that, okay? Because these are all adults making these decisions, which makes it, I don't know, just worse to me somehow. I mean, I had never even heard of this guy before yesterday, and he's already banned now. And I don't know, it's just crazy to me that people are, like, growing up on this type of shit. But I do want to know what you guys think about this down below in the comment section. Were you guys aware of this streamer? Can you guys believe that people are actually out here watching this? But as you guys know, it's been your boy, the Tan Superman, and some other degenerate streamers out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace!